Teachers' unions have long argued that the intensified focus on national literacy and numeracy tests would lead to schools focusing on results and not students. And today, one parent who's contacted the ABC believes that's been happening. Shane Ryan says a teacher asked him to keep his son out of today's test.
My son, Kyle, was asked by the teacher to contact me to get me to go to the school. And when I did that, I was asked by the teacher to write up a letter just explaining that Kyle shouldn't participate in the NAP plan because it would be detrimental to him. So because I knew nothing about the NAP plan at that stage, I thought, well, okay, teacher knows best, I'll do that.
Did the teacher say why he shouldn't participate?
Well, just that she thought it would be detrimental to him. Now, I know he's not one of the smartest kids at the school, but, from what I've been hearing on Triple J Radio over the last couple of days, that it's pretty much something that everybody has to do, and that's why I thought I'd call up and find out.
And so have you spoken to the school since you sent that note in?
Yesterday, the teacher actually rang me and asked where that note was. Apparently my son hadn't given it to her yet. I told her that I'd already given it to him and that it should be in his bag, so I would say she probably got it out of his bag.
What do you think of this whole process, the idea of national testing? Would you have a problem with your son taking part in it?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I mean, if anything, it would just highlight areas that need improving.
And that he has been kept out of that test, assumedly.
That's right, yeah.
What impact do you think that would have on the school?
Well, I would say that that would make the school look better in comparison, because they're taking the kids that aren't that good academically out of it, so it would make the school look a lot better.
Are you aware of any other parents have had similar contacts, similar requests from the school?
Well, I've spoken to my son today, just when I've gotten home, and he told me that a couple of kids, pretty much out of every grade 5 at his school, were asked not to do it.
And what did those children do today?
I don't know. I'll ask my son. What did you end up doing today while they did the NAP plan?
I went on the computer and did some homework.
He just went on the computer and did some homework. That was it.
And this would be a couple of children possibly from each class?
Yeah.
As a parent, what do you think of what the school's done?
Well, not knowing a great deal about the NAP plan itself and what it involves and everything, I've only got a small grasp of what it entails, but I'm tipping that pretty much everybody should be doing it. So it's not right.
Shane Ryan, who says his son Kyle was kept out of today's NAPLAN test, and Victoria's Education Department has released a statement about Mr. Ryan's complaint. It says all students in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 who attended school in Victoria today were expected to participate in the test. It goes on to say there can be an exemption when it's felt it would be in the best interest of the student not to sit the test. The department says this would apply where a student has learning difficulties and doesn't feel comfortable sitting the test.